on my placemat.
This is Savannah Wehunt, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing. Today, we're coming to you from Chattanooga, Tennessee at Conuga, here with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. And I'm sitting here talking with
Savannah Wehunt.
Now, Savannah is involved with The Walking Dead TV show and the web series, correct?
Yes. I am a zombie for season two, as well as a stand-in for Carl and Sophia on the show, and a body double, or a photo double and a stunt double.
The Walking Dead, the first acting you've done?
No, I actually started acting in high school. I did a couple of children's theater plays and then did musicals.
Okay, now how did you get involved with The Walking Dead?
It was as simple as my friend had the email address and I emailed my information and my picture, and 2 weeks later they contacted me. From the people I've talked to about getting in, it was definitely a miracle, to say the least.
You are currently in the second season, right?
Yes, just the second season and the second season webisodes.
On the web series, what part did you play?
I'm in the sixth webisode. It's pretty much right before Melissa, who is the bicycle girl's zombie, right before she gets killed, there's a turn where she's looking around at all the zombies about to come get her, and I'm right there, so...
And in the TV series, what part did you play?
I played in the high school scene, and I got to eat Otis, and I'm in the finale.
You mentioned the part about eating Otis. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
We got to eat Otis. We pretty much attacked him, took him to the ground, and eating Otis pretty much was barbecue pork, and we just dug in.
So how did Otis taste?
He tasted really good. He was pretty finger-looking good.
Now, did you have a lot of makeup on?
The makeup for that scene, not as dramatic, but the scene before that I did do, I had full makeup. You couldn't even recognize me.
Now, it's pretty hot in Atlanta when you're all filming, right?
Oh, yeah. It's probably averaging around 95, with the heat index probably around 108.
Wow. So how do you deal with the heat?
During the highway scenes, we crawled under the cars when they stopped filming, or we got to go and find trees. Anywhere there was a tree or shade, that's where we were.
So did you get to know any of the main cast members?
Being a photo double and a stand-in, I got to be with the cast a lot, and they are one of the most amazing casts I've ever met, definitely.
Do you have a favorite cast member?
I'm pretty keen on Chandler, who plays Carl in the show. He definitely is. He's 12 years old, but I can talk to him like an adult. And we have our fun times. We play with kendamas. We talk about video games. And he's just a normal kid. And we definitely have a lot of fun.
You just participated in a question-answer session here at the Conuga, and you were talking about Norman Reedus. I know a lot of people would like to know what he's really like.
Norman Reedus, definitely the characters he portrays in movies and on the show is how he is in real life. He's a little sweeter, though. A little bit sweeter.
Yeah, he plays a pretty hardcore guy on the show.
Yeah, he's a rough around the edges, but he's a sweet guy.
You also mentioned that he likes to ride his motorcycle.
Oh, yes, he does. The motorcycle that he has on the show, he does ride it a lot.
How do you view your experience on the show? Did you enjoy it?
Out of the different sets I've been on, movie and TV, it is definitely my favorite set to be on. It's not only being a zombie, but it's also the people and the crew that you're around make it like a family experience.
We were talking earlier, and your mother was saying that you had some other projects lined up.
Yes, in August, I'm doing a remake of Night of the Living Dead. It's called Night of the Living Dead 2012, and the director is Matt Cloud, and I get to be a lead zombie for that, and I also get to be, they call it in the movie, they call them ghouls, not zombies, so I get to be lead ghoul and ghoul coordinator. So I get to pretty much be the ruler of the zombies that are there.
Is that going to pretty much follow the original storyline? Or
I can't give too much on it, but I can say it is a prequel sequel.
So I guess you enjoy playing zombies then?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost 20 now, and I've been playing zombies since I was 14. So it started off as a fun little thing to do after school and high school, but now it's definitely grown to be more of a job.
Do you have any favorite actors or actresses that you look up to?
I have to say Julia Roberts, because she went to the high school I went to. In love with Dakota Fanning. We're about the same age, but all of the work that she's done has been pretty incredible.
What's some of your favorite movies?
Some of my favorite movies, I like Silent Hill, the Quentin Tarantino, the Grindhouse films, both of those. Any scary movies, really. I'm really into finding the scary movies that are independent films and watching them and kind of rating them for myself. I like more horror zombie than paranormal, but I do like Paranormal Activity.
I know you're not an official guest here, but do you enjoy coming to the conventions and talking with fans and stuff like that?
Definitely. I think that's my favorite part about it. Not only being on the show is a great part, but getting to talk to people and answer questions and getting their opinion on things really is it's an experience. And I've learned a lot, not only from being on set, but I've also learned from the guests that do come to conventions.
Was acting something you always wanted to do?
At first, I really didn't want to be an actress. I actually wanted to be a vet. But I changed, and my college degree right now is actually teaching. But ever since Walking Dead, I've gotten lean more and more and more into acting. And eventually, acting I want to be as a full-time job. But if I can't do that, I at least want to bring acting to the classroom.
If there's any aspiring actors or actresses out there listening right now, any advice you could give them?
My advice would be, it doesn't matter how young or old you are, if you have a dream, go for it. And even if you have a little something, don't give it up. If it's a little part you had in a show or something, don't give up. Keep going and keep pushing. And eventually, hopefully, you'll make it big. But always remember that your dream is what you really want to do in life and what you're going to push for the most.
Now, I know there's millions and millions of Walking Dead fans out there all over the world. Do you have anything to say to them?
I love Walking Dead fans. I definitely, through Facebook, I've gotten to see so many different countries. Argentina, Bolivia, Japan, like crazy places. And I've had them send me messages on Facebook and say how awesome that episode was, or how awesome the show is. And I have to say, for a show like this, and as many countries as it is aired, I would say that we have the best fans ever.
Well, great. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out this afternoon talking with me.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
And I wish you the best of luck in your future.
All right. Thank you.